There you go. I'm playing the organ for you right now on a Friday and getting you ready for, well, for Sunday, obviously. But we're getting into a very special chat right now. And you heard George Michael telling you to keep the faith before this little chat. Joe Cocker before that saying, have a little faith in me. And you can see faith is very much in the air, in the studio right now. And in the spotlight, I told you we'd be having a little chat about a really massive milestone, and the local Mhlali Methodist Church celebrating 100 years of operation
next year,
just around the corner. But we're getting excited right now because, you know, we can't wait that long.
No.
In the house with me right now, from the Mhlali Methodist Church congregation, June Haskell. She's heading up the fundraising drive and all of the exciting events and activities leading up to the big 100 birthday. June, welcome to you. It's great to have you in the Radio Life and Style studio. How are you today?
Wow. Well, I'm absolutely blown away to be here. And thank you very much for letting us come and have a chit chat.
Wow. We're so excited. And, you know, you brought some sweet treats with you.
Yes, our cake sale on Sunday.
You're most welcome to come and drop sweet treats off here at the studio anytime to promote your cake sale. So there are a whole host of events in the pipeline leading up to next year's big 100 birthday. You mentioned, obviously this the cake sale. What would fundraising at a church be without cake sales, bakes? But there are a bunch of different family friendly activities and happenings. And the one that's sort of, I suppose, most exciting on the calendar right now, looking at what's ahead of us for the month of May, on the 7th of May, which is just around the corner.
Is next
Sunday. A 5K fun family walk happening just around the corner from the Mhlali Methodist Church at Seton. At 8:30, things will get underway, but it's going to be a no-pressure, stretched-out day. So if you want to go to church first and then go and hit the trail, you can definitely do that. Am I right?
Yeah, you're most welcome. Yeah, because, you know, we just wanted to involve the community, because having a community like Belito is just absolutely awesome. There's a tremendous spirit here, and we just love our people in Belito.
You always have been really community focused in Mhlali Methodist Church. And 100 years, that is a serious thing to keep. To keep a community of faith going for a century. I'm looking at some of the information on the website, the Mhlali Methodist Church website. Looking at the history, and Methodists have been in Mhlali since the 1870s, apparently. According to the marriage register records, the first wedding at the Mhlali Chapel back in 1875 between Jemima Byrne, who we presume has ties to the Burndale farm, Thomas Fayle, whose family has a street named after them in Salt Rock.
Yep.
So you can see there's real history here. The current building was only dedicated some 50 years later in 1924, hence 2024 will be 100 years.
But you were
telling me there was it partially burned down in 1995, is that right?
1995, there was a fire that burnt down part of it, and Mr. Thompson's daughter was getting married the next the Saturday, so this was on the Friday.
Oh my word.
And it was an absolute diabolical disaster, but you know, the community again just jumped together. And the Anglican said, come to us, we'll marry your kids. And because the flowers had already been done for the wedding, the community just went to their gardens and picked up the most amazing flowers. And if you speak to his wife, she says it was the best wedding ever. The flowers were just magnificent.
And you see, it's these kind of stories and a community that comes together. Because we were just saying off air, a church is more than just a building.
Yeah.
It's the spirit of togetherness. Yes. It's the community around it. And the values of the Mhlali Methodist Church have been unwavering over 100 years.
Correct.
Authenticity. Yes. Children have always been very central, full members of the community, and you know, they are often some of our greatest teachers.
Yep, that's right.
Independent thought, lifelong learning, hospitality, prayer, hopeful diversity, and being an every member ministry. What does that really mean?
Well, it just means that we get together and we are God's people outside the church as well as inside the church.
Fantastic.
And, you know, being an older congregation, we've also had the 2 years of COVID. So that was where our maintenance took a dive. And being an old building, we're needing some maintenance to that. And that's why we're doing the fundraising, to try and see if we can also subsidize that. But more than the money, honey, it's about the people.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at the calendar. So we've got bake sales on the cards for, well, there are a couple Sunday. Of them. But yeah. This Sunday, your first chance to get yourself a sweet treat for a cause, of course.
Yes.
Then the 7th of May, which is
next Sunday.
Next Sunday,
yes.
That 5-kilometer walk at Seaton. It's only 50 rand per person to throw your hat in the ring. And again, for a fantastic cause.
Thank you.
A great family day out.
Yeah.
And let's make it a real community initiative and a great Thank showing. You. A cake sale follows that one again later on towards the end of the month. And then there's a car boot sale on the cards for June, for the 24th. Yes. And if you are a vendor who would be keen to take part in the car boot sale,
yeah.
I believe it's 200 rand per boot.
Correct, that's right.
You can come and be part of the fun.
Us lot will be selling cakes and food and teas and coffees and probably pancakes, which is just delicious.
And is it going to be on church
property?
It's
on the premises, yes. So there's only 50 spots because our parking lot is small. And we're hoping to get the community involved and to just see that we kind of fund people.
You see, if you want to be one of those exclusive boots in one of those car park spaces, please get in touch. And look, the website is waiting with all of the contact information, umc.org.za.
Yeah.
And for those that are trying to locate the church in their minds and trying to map it out, where is the Mhlali Methodist Church based?
So we are in Boone Street, which is the Boondale where you go to have your coffee and all your cakes and your pampering. You just carry on straight up the hill, and to the right there is this beautiful little old white building, and we are there.
It's really, there's a special yeah. atmosphere. Obviously, there's a lot of history there. There's a lot of faith.
It used to be the little church in the sugar cane. But obviously the sugar cane's gone, and we're now at the little church in the nut tree because they've planted up nuts there.
It's a beautiful setting. And yes. For those that have never popped in and experienced a service, this Sunday is as good a day as any.
Yes, 8:30.
You'll find, of course, that there are cakes on sale as well. So tea and cake, good company, and a whole lot of history, and a really... a faith-filled congregation, the Mhlali Methodist Church, and we're really looking forward to all of the happenings between now and that big birthday next year, June. Yeah. We're going to need to keep the message flowing on the radio.
Yes,
and
thank you.
We're definitely going to be punting the big walk ahead of next Sunday on the 7th of May.
Thank you.
But for those that want to get in touch in the meantime, again, that website, umc.org.za, there's links to all of the contact portals, as well as on Facebook, of course, you can find the Mhlali Methodist Church.
Yep.
If you're looking for a phone number or directions to get there. And June, I know it's volunteering to coordinate a fundraising initiative. It's a hard gig, but you're doing so well. So
thank you. Well, yeah, like I say, it's definitely been a challenge. You know, we're not so young, and I've got a lovely daughter in love who's very graphic, so she can do all these lovely posters. Well,
the posters
for
are beautiful, I got to say. Can't do them justice on radio. You have to see them.
You have to see them, yeah. And then also we've got a quiz night in July, and we've got flowers through the church in August. So there's a lot of stuff happening. Well, September.
We are going to definitely need to touch base ahead of all of these exciting things. I see spring tea.
Spring tea at Mhlali Country Club, which is also part of the old history.
There you go.
And dinner dance on the 28th of October. Yeah.
Okay, so there's time to practice.
Yeah, well.
Get your quick step going.
Quick step, I don't know.
Maybe a bit of long arm.
Yeah. And then also part of it is that, you know, we're also trying to raise the funds for this. But then from September this year to August next year, we're going to have a 100 challenge for our church.
Okay.
So there'll be 100 soccer balls to wherever, or the next month there'll be 100 food parcels to wherever, 100 whatever. So if every month we're going to be doing 100 somethings to somebody. So if somebody wants to tell us where we must send our hundreds, we'd be very happy.
That's magnificent. Magnificent, is that a word? Magnificent.
<It's> magnificent, yeah.
That is absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
To all of the hardworking, dedicated members of the Plowley Methodist Church, pulling all these great things together.
Mm.
Keep going. Keep doing what you do so well.
Thank you.
And June, I'll be seeing you at that walk.
Thank you.
Next Sunday, the 7th.
That would be delightful. We'll even give you a lift if you don't want to walk.
Make a plan. Methodists, make a plan.
Thank you.
Thanks, June.
Thank you.
And we'll chat again really soon on Radio Life and Style.
Thank you for having me.
You heard it here on 88 FM, bringing you back to the music.
Thank you.